Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I am Minister Michael Gray, Associate Minister at Second Baptist Church in Warsaw, Virginia. I'd like to thank Apostle Mercer for the opportunity this morning to come before the people. This morning's scripture will be coming from John 11:38-44, and the Bible reads, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor. He had been there for 4 days. And Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? They took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Amen. Amen. Now, if I had to title this morning, it's time to get back up. Amen. As we leave one old year and we enter into a new year, we must admit this morning, folks, that we had to deal with some trials, tribulations, and everything just hadn't went our way. Some of us had reached low places in our lives that stolen our joy and our happiness. But most of all, it has stolen our praise and our worship. We don't worship and praise God no more like we used to. We've gotten away from that. We go to church and it's just like it's an ordinary thing to do. But when we look back and we realize how good God is, we should be able to give God some praise. But we choose to sit down on God and not give him everything that is due. Folks, it's time to get back up. As we dig into the scripture, as we look at the story of Lazarus, the story about his resurrection and how God gave him new life. When we read the story, Lazarus get excited, the things that Lazarus is going through. Because this should remind us that the same thing that God did for Lazarus, he will do for us. He will give us new life, new hope, new meaning. This text tells us that God, Jesus, was close friends with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. So with Jesus, you become close to him. And Lazarus began to take and what Mary and Martha looked at, that he wasn't going to get any better. Have you ever been like that sometime and you feel like you're sick and you just aren't going to get any better? So they sent for Jesus, and they told him to come right away. Lazarus is sick unto death. But Jesus didn't come right away. He waited a couple of days. How many know that we serve our own time, God? He might not come when we need him, but he's there on time. Have you just ever called on the name of Jesus and you want it done right away? And when he doesn't come like you think he ought to come, we get discouraged because we don't think he's going to show up. But I come to tell you this morning that he always shows up. Forget whatever pain that we deal with, whatever we go through, he goes through. He's a healer. So it's a feeler. He hurts. When we're sad, he's sad. When we grieve, he grieves. He cries with us. When we feel like we're suffering by ourselves, he's always there with us. So we need to see Jesus is still raising people up. He's still bringing us to the forefront. Calling us by our name on this morning, telling us it's time to get up. It's time to get up from sickness. Sometimes we get sick. We just lay there. We don't do anything about it. We don't even call on the name of the Lord. We just let it take its course. But he's saying this morning, it's time to get up. It's time to get up from being depressed. Don't let things of life get you down. Remember, walk you through. Do it again. Time to get up from cancer. Or we can beat this thing. Time to get up from doubt. Stop doubting that God, Jesus is who he says he is. Stop doubting that. He is everything that we need. A lot of times we let the doubt set in and we forget that he's done in our lives. We forget how he carried us from this point to that point. We got to get up from the expecting that everything is going to be easy. Sometimes we think things are to be handed to us. But God is saying this morning, it's time to get up from that. Everything isn't going to be easy. There's going to be some good times. There's going to be some bad times. There's going to be times that everything's going our way, and there's going to be times when they're not going our way. He wants to resurrect you this morning. He wants to bring you out of the tomb that you're in. He wants to set you free. Sometimes we're so placed in the place that we are, free. We want to be right where we are and left alone. How for that? It's time that we come to the forefront. It's time that we be raised up. God has called us to do. Let's stop hiding in our tomb. We need to be free from grief, pain, the stuff that we deal with. Some of these things that we deal with, there's no way we can do it on our own. We have to be free from whatever is holding us back. All secrets that we keep, the things that have hurt us in the past, we have to get free from that stuff. And the only way to get free is to give it to the Lord. A lot of us aren't free because we haven't given it to the Lord, or we give portions of it to him. But when we turn and give him all of it, he sets us free. When he wants to set us free, he has the power to do it. We can't. There's nothing we can do on our own. He has the power. He wants to set us free from sin, bondage, guilt, all this stuff, what is holding us back from our relationship with him. And when we don't get that stuff out of the way, then we don't have a relationship with him. Because the Bible said that he's sinless. So if we got all this stuff going on, we got to stop and talk and take a look at this thing and realize that he isn't a part of our lives because he doesn't deal with that mess. We have to do what we have to do to get where he needs us to be. He's calling us out of our comfort zone this morning. So we sit, we get comfortable right where we're at. He wants to reach down and give us a new beginning, a new start, chance, a new life, new hope. This is the stuff he wants to do for us. He wanted to be done. We get in places and we don't want to go any farther because we realize we think that it's going to cost us something. And whatever it costs us, we're not willing to pay the price. Because if we were willing to pay the price, we'd say, here we go. Here you go, Lord. I'm going to do whatever you need me to do. We go get closer to him, the more that he pulls away from us. Some of us are just content to be right there. We don't want anything else. And then we wonder why he's not moving in our lives. We wonder why he's so far away. We wonder why when we call on him, he doesn't show up. He doesn't take his time because we're so far away from him. People, he uses us all the time to help someone else. So why wouldn't he help us? He to perform miracles. And the miracles that he performs leads us to show up and people begin to believe. But if we're so far off, we're not willing to come in to our lives, then there isn't going to be any miracles performed because he's not going to deal with us. It's time we get up from those things. It's time we rise back to the top. We was at the top, and then we fell. We need to get back up and rise back up again and be where he's calling you to be. When it's time to get back up, don't lay there, because when you lay there, we become comfortable. When we become comfortable, we don't move. We stay there because we like the way that it feels. Well, in order to receive what God has for us, we have to move. We can't lay there. We can't stay there. Don't matter what someone says, keep doing what God has called you to do. God is counting on the church folk, us, to help him to do his work. He's calling us to come forth and do something. How do you do that? We got our lives in order. Have we got our ducks in a row? Or are we just as bad as the people that are there on the street? He's going to follow you. Your life is messed up. To the basics. We have to act like we're free. Walk like you're free. Talk like you're free. Church, sit there. God, we sit right there and we don't do a thing. So worried somebody's going to have wrongs. Well, newsflash, he already knows your wrongs. Nothing wrong with standing up telling folks, yeah, I slipped. I didn't do things that God has called me to do. But on this morning, I'm rising to say, I'm still here. This is the thing that we need to do. We're not being faithful to the things that God has to do, the things that he's preparing us to do, we're letting him down. Whatever God is calling you to do, whether he's calling you to pick up the trash, clean the toilet, whatever he's calling you to do, step out on faith this morning. Don't worry about failure. He's not going to carry you someplace where he isn't there with you. A lot of times our mind plays tricks on us. The devil tells us that we can't, and we believe that. We believe everything the devil tells us. Well, if we have that relationship with God, it doesn't matter what the devil says. All that matters is what God says. He says you can do it. God is not going to call people that out of relationship with him. He's not going to call the wrong people. He's going to call the people that he has enough trust in, that he believes that can do his work. Every one of them. What's holding you back? What's keeping you straddled down this morning? Stopping you from rising to your feet? God has been so good to you. If no one else stands in church, you ought to rise to your feet. Tell folks your testimony. Somebody's waiting to hear the good things God has done for you. But how can they hear if you don't speak? Don't let the devil keep you down. Don't let him fear in you. You're more than a conqueror. Stand to your feet and rise up and say, for God I live, God I die. You do these things. Begin to defeat the adversary. Begin to get stronger and bolder. And you begin to not worry about what someone else thinks about you. But you begin to believe that folks don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. I'm going to rise this morning. If it kills me, tell somebody just how good God is. This morning, he's calling you. You are his miracle. He's brought you through some things going on in your life that you told no one about. He said, now is the time. Rise to your feet and you tell them about the goodness. Knowing that he can do all things. He's not going to send you to a job where you don't have the tools to complete it. If God is telling you, Jesus telling you to go, go where he's calling you to go, he's going to meet you there. He's going to show you the things that you need to see. Don't be afraid in this hour. Don't be afraid to come forth. Speak boldly and proud to be a servant of the Lord. Trying to get your attention. He's saying to you, it's time to get up. It's time that we put our trust in you. Stop wavering. Sunday to Sunday. Stop being lukewarm. Say you're hot. Say you're cold. It's time that we step out on faith and do what God is calling us to do and what he's asking us to do. He's waiting on you. Will you answer the call? Will you continue to lay there in your mess this morning? Get up. Raise your hands. Through the air and begin to tell God that I receive your word. Here, Lord, I want to do what you called me to do. Lazarus had to obey God. Still be in the tomb. But God told him, Lazarus, oh, he's calling your name this morning. He's saying, get up. Grave clothes. Begin to do the things I've called you to do. Lazarus' friends hadn't obeyed Jesus when he told them, help him out of the grave clothes. He would still be wrapped up. By the grace of God, power of Jesus, his friends, the right thing, and they helped to free him. This morning, it doesn't matter where you find yourself this morning. If you have lost hope, get up. What he's called you to do, everything is piling up on you. You feel like you can't take no more. Give it to the Lord. Him. Get you through. If you feel like you're laying in your grave this morning, calling you by name, just replace your name with Lazarus' name, and he's calling you to rise this morning. He's calling you to praise him like never before, to worship him. In spirit and in truth. If you feel that your friends aren't able to help you out, that's fine. Let them alone. Give it all to the Lord this morning. To help you, Jesus wants to give you a lift to a new life. All life that you want to live is no more. When you walked into a new year, you took on a new life. That is no more. You have new hope. Things that went away in 23 went away, but now you're in 24. You should start all over with new hope, new meaning. Relationship, new companionship. Begin to give God your all. Out this morning, grab the Lord by his hand. Say, here I am. Take me. I've laid here in my mess for some time now. I thought that I was hiding it, but I was hiding it from the wrong people. You already knew my story. You already knew the things I've been through. This morning to tell you the chastisement. You didn't let me lay there. Help me rise. Feet. Now, wherever I go, tell the folks about your goodness. Tell them how you brought me through. Somebody is sitting on a testimony that you need to tell somebody that God got you up. Oh, they had already prepared your grave, laying in your state. It was almost like you didn't have any life at all. But God called from the heavens and he said, get up from there. You have work to do. Setting little things to die to self. Don't let little things take your praise. Because when you begin to give God praise and you begin to worship him and you begin to call on his name, things begin to turn around a little bit. And the more you call on him, woo, the more they begin to turn around in your favor. Getting up out of your grave clothes this morning. You were knocked down, but now you're getting up. You're going to tell folk, hey, what a mighty God that we serve. You're going to tell folk, he brought you through this and he brought you through that, but I am still here. You're going to tell folk the devil thought he had me. But God I serve. You see about me. Oh, Jesus is calling you this morning to get up. Oh, the songwriter once wrote a song. We fall down. This morning that you get up. You are. It's time that you rise to your feet and praise God. Oh, you can do that right there in your house, right where you are, on your job. It doesn't matter. In the grocery store, it doesn't matter. Begin to give God praise. Begin to thank him. Getting you out of your grave. For helping you to rise back up to where you used to be. Oh, he's calling you this morning. Will you rise to the occasion this morning and begin to give him praise? Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you and we magnify you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Come on, prepare to take a future. Rock it through that. Yes, I am.
You brought me through.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I need to see this. Come on, sir. Come on.
You brought me through.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. A good God. Hallelujah. Amazing God. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. For this is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are so glad to be here again another time and right here. We are just able to praise God. We are able to lift him up. We are able to glorify him. Oh, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just come unto your gates with thanksgiving, Lord God, and into your court with praise, Lord God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just hallelujah. We just want to say just another day the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. Just another day the Lord has kept you. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to play this song by Bishop G.E. Patterson. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just another day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. and he led them forth by the right way. They might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, bless the name of the word of the God, of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank my wife Amanda for opening up our church service tonight because it's really good to have her help me, and she has poured out her heart to you all tonight, and I'm so proud that she can share with you all what God is sharing with her. Just keep us in your prayers because God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the healing business. But just keep us in your prayers because prayer changes. We will keep you all in our prayers because when we pray one with another, it says that a family that prays together, they stay together. So let us lean on each other at a time like this because we need to lean on one another. And I just want to thank you all for listening to us week after week and day after day on this station. Because it's so good that church, if you can't get to church, church comes to you week after week, day after day. I want to give God all of my honor tonight because he's worthy, because God has brought me from a mighty long way. Early before even the rooster crowed, God woke me up this morning and started me on another day. I'm so grateful. I'm so honored to him. Even when I was down over the holidays, my wife and myself was down, and God brought us to a place where we can be back on our feet again. And I'm so thankful. I give him the honor. It wasn't the medicine. It wasn't the doctor. It was God's grace and God's mercy that brought us from our sick bed unto where we are right now. Yeah. And I thank you all. I thank Apostle tonight for allowing us to continue being on this station and continue on her working on this station and continue on expounding God's word to those that's listening out here in radio land. I just want to thank her because it is sometimes hard when we are doing these things, but nothing is too hard for God. And I believe that she has hid that in her heart, that everything is possible with God on her side. And I want to thank her and just keep her even in our prayers and keep and ask her to keep us in her prayer when she prays. And I want to thank those that come on day after day and partake of God's word. But as we move on just a little further, I want you to look at the 107, the 107th Psalm. I want you to look at that. And I'm going to be taking parts of all of that Psalm down to the 15th verse tonight. But I'm starting on just the 8th verse. And the 8th verse says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful work to the children of men. And I'm going to use a theme or a thought or a subject right now. Thanksgiving unto the Lord for his great work. Thanksgiving unto the Lord for his great work. Psalm 107 and the 8th verse. Most holy God and heavenly Father, it is again now, Lord, that I come. I come as humble as I know how. I come, Lord, to lift up your name. because I know that if I lift your name up from here, you would draw all men unto you. Right now, Lord, I want many blessings that you bestowed upon my family and allowed us to be able to continue on ministering your word. These are your people. Lord, right now, hide me behind this secret desk. And let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within us. Speak to me, to these are your people. And let they have ears open to hear and mind to meditate on what you will be saying to this here your servant right now. Lord, just come now. Come and go with me. And hide me behind your cross. And let me be not seen, but you seen. And let my words be not my words, but your words. Let your will be done through me right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. And for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thanks be given unto the Lord for his great work. Here we find the psalmist, notice some vows of God's providence and the care of his people. God cares for his people when they are in distress.
Mm-hmm.
When we are going through something, God always cares. Because God cares for us because we are his people. For so is that God is, he is God, not just of half of the earth, but God is God of the whole earth and
yeah.
A father to not just those honoring him and doing those things. God is a father of the whole human race. Everybody. I want you to note that everybody is somebody in the eyesight of God.
Yeah.
God don't want everything that we do that's not pleasing in his sight, but he still loves us because he is a good father.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there we find that there are still those who did not belong to the citizenship of Israel, but who worship the true God. And even those who worship out the malice, you see, even those that worship the devil had some knowledge of the supreme being of God. You see, to whom they looked above all the false gods, and they were in great need. You see, God takes good care even of such people when they pray for their distress. Psalmist specifies some of the most common adversities of human life and shows how God, in answer to their prayer, kept those who suffered in them. You see, and disability and imprisonment, sickness and physical illness, danger and distress, even on the seashore. You see, God took care. Even events and nations and families in which God's hand is to be seen by his own people with a joyful acknowledgement of his goodness. God's hand. It's seen all around us. Every day of our lives, if we look to him, if we look around us, we see the wreck of God's hand. We see the rising of the sun and the going down of the moon. And we see these things. Man can't do it. Only one can do it is God Almighty. God is the one. Here we find in the 107th Psalm
First verse says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." You see here, the psalmist gave this as a general call to everyone to give thanks to God. Then it says that a particular call to the redeemed of the Lord, which may well be applied specially to the children of God. They were scattered abroad. You know the story. When the Israelites were out in the wilderness, they were scattered abroad. Christ, hear my Bible say, died together in one out of every land. But it seems here to refer to a physical rescue brought about for them when they cried unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy. When we cry unto the Lord, God hears our cry. God comes to our rescue. God reached way down when we have fallen by the wayside. God reached way down. God will pick us up. God will surround. God will place our feet on solid ground. God hears. God sees. God do. God is God all by himself. He don't need no help because he is our help in the present time of the storm. God is who he says he is. This is what the Israelites, when they were even in bond, you know the story, and when they come out of bond, God brought them out. And when they were wandering in the wilderness, 40 days, you see, they begin to come, and the Bible, the Israelites, the man meets in the desert. God answered their demand. But here, listen, because of their complaining, and because of their unbelief, and because of their refusal to be content with what he had already provided, that request ended up where so many thousands were killed. When God does not answer you your prayer in the way you think he should, you should thank him anyway for his wisdom. He will always provide what is best for you at the right time and at the right place. God always shows up right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He don't come when we want him sometimes, but he comes. He's right on time.
Yes.
When we expect for him to come, God only comes when he gets ready. We can't make God come when we get ready. We got to wait on God. And after he comes, we got to be thankful because everything that God do for us, we should thank him. Even when we sat down at a dinner table, at a breakfast table, we should give God the thanks for the food on that table. Even when we go into our closet and put on our clothes, we should be thankful that God help God thank you with me. Even when we are set in our right minds, we should thank God for allowing us to have a right mind, a mind that stays on him.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
You see, God is ready on our side.
Yes.
In him we find those Israelites. They could faith. They were the thankful for what God had already done.
Yes.
And it brought a tragedy. Yes. It brought a evil where they had to learn how to be faithful. I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, be a deep faithful for a little bit that you have.
Yes.
Because a little bit that you have, sooner or later, it's going to be modified. Do you remember when Jesus took a 5 loaves of bread and just 2 little fish, and he fed 5,000, just a little bit, fed those people? I tell you, the little that we have, it will be modified. You see what I'm talking about. If we give thanks, God Almighty, everything will come, and it will multiply.
Yes, Lord.
You see?
Yes, Lord.
Let me move on.
Yes, Jesus.
You see, my Bible teaches me the Israelites were scattered. They were in exile. But God gathered them out of all they had been scattered. God knows those who are here. My Lord, God knows, can I say it again? God knows those who are here. My Lord, to find them. Don't think now. If you are God, God will search and God will find you. When you lost on the way, God will come to your rescue. Because God knows who you are. God knows where you are. Because God knows everything. God, my Bible teaches that God is God on the dog. God is God on the south. God is God on the east. God is God on the west. God got the whole world in the palm of his hand. You don't have to worry. All you got to do is thank God. God, I thank you. I thank you for my going in. I thank you for my coming out. I thank you. Yeah,
oh,
for my living, I thank you because of that.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Be thankful.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's why he says here,
thank you,
Jesus. That man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful life to the children of men. Thank God. Thank God. Find that the Israelites, they were about to die for months. Israel needs to survive at the right time. Thank God who led us is the same God who feeds us to this day. He leads and he feeds. Now those who receive mercy are called on to respond. And our response should be, God have mercy. Thanks for all this, for what you have done, for what you are about to do. Oh, for that man, it refers especially to those people. God has graciously relieved who would praise the Lord for his goodness to them in particular, for his wonderful work to others of his children of men. You see, God knows and God desires our faith. Because don't you know, my sisters and my brothers, it wasn't our long stop that went off this morning.
Yeah.
I woke us up this morning.
Yeah.
My life was teaching me. It was God's grace and God's mercy that brought us through.
Yeah.
Got us up out of our sleeping couches and set our feet on the solid ground. God's grace. And he blessed it. It wasn't man-made clock that on us. And God shook us. He shook us. Have you ever been shook by God? If you've ever been shook by God, need to let God shake you sometime. Shake you sometime. And you will find that the goodness of the Lord is still in the land of the living. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him. Because he's worthy of our thanks. He's worthy of our thanks. You see, even when we take notice here of the goodness of God towards prisons and captivity, you see, now some, they might not be behind prison walls, but there are prisons inside of the cell because they are going through something. They are in captivity because of the things that's going on in some of their lives. They are being bound with chains. But I stop to let you know that God got a way to break all chains, a way to set the captives free. Mm-hmm. He got a way to even give sight to the blind. That got a way when we know that God, that we are going through something. We are to know, my sisters and my brothers, that we can depend on God, because God has never turned back on us. God has always stood by our side. God said in his word that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll stay with you until the end of the age. All you got to do is hold on to the unchanging hand. Yeah. And everything's gonna be all right. Yeah. Weeping. Yeah. We weep. But I'm a strong believer that weeping might endure for a night. But joy comes to the bow. The more you weep, don't you run. Joy is on its way. So we got to great stretch our hands to the hill for which comes thy help. Yeah. And said, Lord, that thy help comes from the Lord. Yeah. We got to strain our hands and we got to thank him. We got to thank him. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. Yeah. God has done so much for me. God has brought me so far along this journey. When I was down in the valley of itself, God reached way down, picked me up, me around. God came to my rescue. My sisters and my brothers, they protected me. But the Lord, even my mother and my father protected me. But the Lord picked me up, turned me around, gave me another chance to the clear life. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. The troubles don't last always. Troubles don't last. Troubles come. But God got a way to move trouble out of our way. God takes trouble. It's old trouble. In the sea of forgetfulness. Because trouble, you don't belong in his way. You need to move. God move. Trouble. You know that if you not exempt from trouble. Because trouble gonna time not just those that's fallen after the devil. Trouble gonna come. It's gonna attack those. That's in the household of faith. Right now, the church is in a province. The church is in trouble right now. Because the devil chose. I'm not following after him. But now, he said, I got to get into the church. I want the church people now. That's why we have such a hard time. Sometimes fighting with the devil. Because the devil tries to stop God's work. Stop going on. But I stop to let you know. We follow God. That his work will never stop. He's going to bless this rock. I built my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's church will always prevail. God's church will always go on in this year. It's not the building that where the church goes on. The building don't fix the church. It's the baptized believers that need the church that makes the church hard believers. Keep on working. The devil don't have no dominion. The devil don't have no power. The power of that you have comes from the Lord. And the devil cannot conquer the Lord. He tried it once. He tried it twice. He tried it three times. He tried it at a time. But God, God Jesus, put it in his place. Every time that the same God that we serve, we can put the devil under our feet. Every time. And as we put our feet on him, he's going to be the crush his head. And he is not going to survive. He's already been defeated. He's already lost his battle.
Yes.
Because he lost it long time ago. Have no hope. You see, we have hope. But the devil don't have no hope. His hope is all gone. His place of eternity is already arrived for him. But our place is not, it don't have to be divided like his place. If we serve God, our place is divided for us. That is, that new heaven and new earth, where we will dwell forever and forever.
Excuse me,
the devil don't have no power over us. God see what's about this. God wants the undefiled longing that we feel in our soul to drive us. Have you had someone to drive you even around town and get you through safe and know that you're coming close to your designated area? Somebody driving you. That's the way God wants us. How long is the feel in our soul to drive us to him? His person. Satisfies our spiritual hunger. We are all hungry. And we need the spiritual awakening. I start to let you know that God is the one that will bring us up spiritually. You see, we have so many people. That's why the world is in a problem right now. That's why the world is still being right side up. That's why the world is bottom side up. Because people in the world, some people in the world is not doing what God wants them to do. that it will be. But Lord, that's our way. You will be all that way. But all I've got to say right now is just say, on the thou way, keep on, keep it on, keep on striving, keep on pushing, keep on looking forward. Don't look back, because God both said in his word that anything that put his hands to the gospel and look back is not fit for his kingdom. Keep looking forward. Paul said, I'm going to press on for the high mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Press, my sister. Press, my brother. Keep on pressing, because there's coming a time where we're going to get a reward. Our reward is going to be a new home up there. See, it is by the power and the mercy of God, even when we sick, that we recover from our sins. It is our, once we recover, like my wife and myself, we got to give God the thanks, because it is God that is worthy of the thanks. He has gave us the medicine from the hem of his garment. He gave us the medicine to be able to get well again. And it's our duty to thank him. You see, God even, he sent his word. Just sending his word. See, just sending his word. Heal them. This may apply to even the miraculous healing Christ worked when he was on earth. He said, be clean, and the rest was done. You see, Jesus spoke it. Lord have mercy. And it was done. Don't you want that power? I don't know about you, but I want that power where I can just speak it. And some, I can speak to sickness, and the sickness will go back to the from hell where they come from. I can speak to the mountain that's in my life, and they will move out of my life. I want to be able to speak to even the demons, possessed people, and the demons will be able to come out. I want to have that power. I know I want that power. Because I know I can have that power. Because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and call according to his purpose. God got all power in his hand. And God will give me that power, power, mighty power, power to move mountains, power to heal sickness, power to cleanse the leprosy. Power, power, power. God gives that power. I want that power. It may also be applied to spiritual healings, which the Spirit of grace, it works in new birth. He sends his word and it heals souls. Time and once you're recovering from sickness, God has providence has only to speak to the sick. Just speak to it. And those who have been ill are restored. You know, they must respond to God and to respond to him in faith. Praise. It says, let all men, and I'm too, praise the Lord for his goodness. Those, especially to whom God has given new life, that is in his church. Let them sanctify thanksgiving, not only being a thank offering to the altar, but also bring a thankful heart to God Almighty. Bring a thankful heart to God Almighty. Be thankful. Be given. unto the Lord for his great grace. Most holy God, allow me to be able to be here in your service once again. Thank you, Lord, for those that don't know you, even by the pardon for your sins. I ask you that they become crying. What must I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord, for this service that you have worked through us right now.
Yes.
And as we go down from this place, you would not leave us nor forsake us. Lord, and as those that's listening, those that's following, let them, Lord, be continue on digging through their minds. Lord, and now I pray that your holy communion of your Holy Spirit would rest through and abide with them.
Yes.
Henceforth and evermore. And even, Lord, those that don't know you by the pardon for your sin, I ask you right now that they would have a rule, have a wedding. Wake their minds so that they would believe that you're God all by yourself.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. For your sake, I ask it all. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Tootie was boring.
Hello.
Then Tootie discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.